Hello, today I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and I want to pray with you now. Lord, I pray for each and everyone that's listening. I pray that you encourage their hearts, and I pray, Father, that you reach down and give them your peace. And we know that peace comes that when we've made our peace with you, and that's only through the Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, that when we're washed in his blood, that our sins are washed away and done away with, never to be brought up against us ever again. Let people know that and understand it. I pray that souls will be saved today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus spoke this just before he went to the cross. This is what he said. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If ever there was a time in the history of man and in the history of America that we hear these words, we need to hear it now. You see, what was in operation then in God's word when he spoke it is still in operation now. Jesus said, I leave you my peace. Not as the world leaves. You see, when the world makes a peace treaty, as we all know fully well, it don't last. It's not an everlasting thing. Man may make a peace treaty with you, but it's not a guaranteed thing. They may break it tomorrow. They may have intent of breaking it when they sign it. And we're seeing that today. But God is not like that. He said, my peace I give you. And it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And when we have peace in God, you see, it's a peace that the world didn't give us, and a peace can't take it away from us. And when we have the peace of God, then there is an absence of fearful and a troubled heart in our lives. A lot of people I talk today, they're afraid of what's going to happen. They're fearful and their hearts are troubled. But when you let God's peace get into operation in your life, then there's an absence of that trouble and that worry. It's a presence of God's peace and an absence of fear. And you got to choose today what you want operating in your life. Do you want God's peace operating presently in your life? Or do you want fear and a troubled heart operating presently in your life? You have to choose one or the other. And then he said this, he said, not only am I going to leave my peace, but I'm going to send a comforter, the Holy Ghost, to come along with you, to teach you and lead you and guide you into all truth. Don't our country, don't you need somebody right now to lead you and guide you? God said in his word that the Holy Ghost would come. He said, the Father will send it in my name. And when he sends it in my name, he said, don't leave Jerusalem. He told the disciples, he said, don't leave Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. And then the disciples in Acts 10, chapter 10, verse 36 in the book of Acts, it says here that after they had received the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, then they went out and preached peace. See, when we receive God's power in our life and we let him teach us and we let him lead us and the Holy Spirit to guide us and comfort us, then we not only have peace in our lives, but then we can preach peace to others. And that's what I'm telling you today, that God has given us peace through Jesus Christ our Savior. It's not worldly peace, it's a lasting peace. Some of you are in such turmoil and such, and nothing is at rest in your heart. Nothing, you have to take pills to go to sleep. You have to take pills to get you going. You have to take pills to calm you down. But God's peace is the remedy for that. And the way that we need to have that peace is this. We need to go back to church. We need to get out on our knees. And we need to pray. America, that's your remedy. That's your remedy for all your problems. Go back to church. Get on your knees. And pray. Humble yourself before God. For the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name will pray and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, he said he'd hear from heaven and heal our land and forgive us of our sins. Do you want that peace today? Follow God and follow his word, and he will grant that peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for listening to the broadcast, and may God's peace rest upon you today. Amen.